This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What is the oddest, most bizarre thing you have purchased or seen on Facebook Marketplace? 585-252-9900. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I once traded a woman a Nickelback CD for her juicer in a Target parking lot, and I ended up throwing it out and using it one time because I got drunk and I thought putting a pomegranate in it would be a brilliant idea, but my kitchen looked like a murder scene. However, it's still not an odd purchase. And we asked this question last week on the show, and we have Sue Ann on the phone with us, who says she thinks she may take the trophy for weirdest purchase on Facebook Marketplace. Hi, Sue Ann.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. So, yes, I bought a coffin on Facebook Marketplace for $200.
That's cheap. That's very cheap.
Why?
Very cheap. If you know coffins like I know coffins.
Why would we know coffins in any capacity?
Why would you know coffins?
Yeah, what?
Well, I have been to so many funerals lately for some reason. And I know enough that to know that they're insanely expensive. Thousands.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Like seven? 10, 12, 12,000 out of pocket for a box?
Exactly. Some have rose gold. The one I got on Marketplace, it's solid wood. It's got brass handles. It's beautiful.
I don't understand. Who sold this to you?
You know, I didn't ask why. Like, it was $200. I mean, it was new.
But but who sold it? Was it an older person, younger man, woman?
Like, 60s?
They just happen to have a coffin laying around that was extra, not being used.
I know. It's, okay, a little weird. But, like, honestly, I mean, I would have spent, like, $3,000 maybe, like, on a sofa or something. But when you think about, like, a coffin, it's so expensive. Then you're talking about funeral expenses. And honestly, it's like the opportunity was there and I grabbed it.
Who is this for?
So it's either for me or my husband someday.
You haven't even decided yet. You haven't even decided yet. Is anyone sick? I hate to ask, but or are you just
no.
the type of person? Okay, you're just trying to be prepared.
So where are you keeping said coffin?
Okay. In our
She's like,
garage.
In the living room, but of course.
I put flowers in it.
Oh, this is sick. This is sick, Sue Ann. Are you guys practicing the actual wake itself? Let's do a run through. Oh, you're so bad.
Oh, my God. No, I mean, it's not like, no, it's tucked away. It's in the garage. We put a sheet on it. It looks like it's like a very serious hope chest.
Okay. All right, so you're $200 out of pocket for a coffin, and it's in the garage. And you're just...
And we're prepared.
And you look at it every day?
No, it's covered.
But first of all, is this coffin... Do you know if it was used? Do you... Or...
No, it's new.
Okay,
yeah, it was used, and then they dug it up, and then they sold it. What?
I mean, they're... Dirt. There'd be dirt on it.
Right.
No, I'm not talking about used, like, in the ground. I'm talking about just, like... Doesn't matter. What? Somebody maybe kept it for quite some time. I don't know. People,
because people could sleep in it. Yeah, for
there
sure.
There are people who I know personally who have slept in a coffin in their living room. Not here in the States.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be talking to those people. I wouldn't
I
talk to
them. I do know somebody who slept in a coffin. They were a magician, but I'm not going to get into that.
Time to get new friends.
So anyways, it's in the garage. And your husband didn't have a problem with this whatsoever. First of all, how'd you get it there?
Well, we had to get like a large van and we had to transport it. But, you know.
Right.
I mean, it was $200
okay,
versus
can I just say,
$6,000.
Okay, great. Love that moment for you. But like, can I just say, after you're dead, respectfully, like you're not paying for that anyway. So like, who cares?
But... Why would I want my children to have that burden? That's what I was thinking.
Or, Sue-Ann, save everyone a ton of money and get cremated. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah. You get a nice little urn for $40.
Yeah.
If I wanted to get cremated, that's what I would have done.
Sure.
I want a coffin, and I bought it.
Okay? I can't believe we've been having this conversation right now.
It's as simple as that.
Okay.
I know it seems weird, but...
No, it seems psychotic.
It's smart planning. Smart planning. If anybody thinks it's creepy, that's on them.
Have you ever talked about or thought about talking things into existence, divine intervention, talking about things, and then they come true and come through?
Yeah.
Like,
so what Breezy is saying, don't you think you might die sooner because you've been thinking about it so much and planning ahead for it?
That is the most ridiculous statement I have ever heard.
I don't know. You're the one that bought a coffin.
You know, honestly, if we don't need it for another 30 years, that's awesome. But I'm being prepared.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Sue-Ann.
I'm done with the conversation. Thank you so much.
I loved it. Hey, listen, talk about thinking outside the box. Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, Sue-Ann. Thanks for the call. 585-252-9800. What's the most bizarre thing you've purchased off Facebook Marketplace? Sue-Ann, have a great day and best wishes.
Thank you.
All right. Talk soon. Bye. Right, the coffin.
Oof, that's weird. Don't love it.
But she, let's be honest, she did get a good deal, right? Hi, good morning, Lee. You're live. Go ahead.
Hi. So, like I was just saying, I have a friend who lost her son, okay, and he was laid out, but then turned around and cremated. So, I mean, that could be one thing. But the other thing as well, you can... buy these things like online and have them sent to you, because when my dad passed away in 08 and I took my mom down to Oklahoma, we almost ordered a headstone and had it shipped to my brother's house.
Well, can you order and pay for it 15 years in advance?
Yes. Oh, heck yeah. You can order this stuff and have it sent to you, and voila, you have it. And then you're prepared.
Think about the storage, though, and where you're going to store something like that, you know?
Hey, you know, the older generation, we're starting to get smarter.
Oh, so you, but basically, though, you think...
expensive.
Yeah, you think Sue-Ann, though, has the right idea.
Yeah, honestly, because it is very expensive. My mom just recently passed away, and it was $2,000 just to cremate.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Wow, yeah, just to cremate. Yeah. That's
just to cremate. Yeah,
a lot of money.
Even after you die, you're still spending money.
Yes.
That's right.
So you still have to pay for this stuff in advance. You know, hopefully not leave the debt for your kids.
Most people today, thanks for the call, Lee, can't afford to die. They just can't. They can't afford it.
Seriously.
It was a bit, but years back, I went into a funeral home and got sized for a coffin.
Yikes.
Yeah. It was funny at the time. It's like, are you sick? I'm like, no. No, I just wanted to see.
They're like, okay,
pick something nice out for myself. Jason says, just a normal. One thing I saw on Facebook Marketplace was a normal mirror. You'd hang on the wall. Only strange part was the old guy in the reflection squatting down in Fruit of the Loom underwear taking the picture. I know I never purchased the mirror.
Oh.
It's so hard to take mirror photos.
Yeah, it really
to sell.
Is. You got to get it at an angle. You got to get it at an angle.
You sure do. Katie says you're smart and you're practical. I'm tired of seeing families go broke over funerals. Good for this woman.
I just don't like that it's in their, like, on their person. Like, it's literally, they have to look at it every day. She's like, no, there's a sheet over it.
I don't know where else.
You still have to see it.
There's, unless you got a pretty decent-sized shed in the back, there's nowhere to store a coffin. Yeah, I mean, you could put it in the basement, but that's right. That's really creepy.
Also, then by the time you go to use it, it's covered in mold, so.
Yeah, well, like she said, it's smart planning. And if you got a problem with it, I don't care. Because at the end of the day, I still got more money in my checking account.
Okay. Thanks, Suanne. Love you.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Boost and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. You know, I like to think that I've had a lot of experiences, but if there's one thing I've never done, it's been to the New York State Fair. Anyone having any raving reviews about the fair? What do you like about it? Because it's returning to Syracuse. It's going to bring entertainment, food, and just way more back to New York to end the summer season. People from across New York State will come together to experience a 13-day celebration of food. It's going to kick off Wednesday, August 20th, and runs through Monday, September 1st.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to think about that. That's the end of summer. No, thank you.
Where are we? June 10th?
Yeah. No, thanks.
All
when the fair comes around, that means
that's it.
It's the end of summer.
Yeah, we're closing things out.
No, thank you.
All concerts are included in the price of admission, which isn't bad. I mean, tickets are only $8 for adults. Admission is free for children. And then, you know,
senior citizens.
65 and older. Monday, August 25th, 8 p.m., 98 degrees. Coming to perform. Nick Chalette. Nick, what's his name? Nick. Oh, God. It's been so long.
Nick Lachey. Did you say Nick Chalette?
Yeah. I
love it.
One state fair I have been to is the Minnesota State Fair. And I got a lot of answers to my questions on why so many people there are just... struggle with diabetes.
Yeah, I'm not a fair girly.
They deep fried everything.
Yeah.
I saw one guy eating a fried salad. I think at this point you've just kind of given up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's when you know it's time. Yeah, I'm not a fair girly, but like absolutely pop off. The traffic there is out of this world. So I used to work there.
Oh, wow. We're really hyping this thing up.
I used to work there. It was wild.
You worked at the fair in college?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
the restaurant that I worked at had a booth there. And it was, they were hot days, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yes.
You are a fair girl.
Oh. And I was like, and I vouched to never go back.
New York State Fair returning to Syracuse Wednesday, August 20th. Coming up on the show, as a parent, have you ever scrolled past one of those perfect parent posts? Like, you see the parent who has a straight A kid, like big college dreams, has a bright future ahead of them. And instead of feeling inspired about it, you just kind of feel awful because your kid is just not that. They're not on the same level.
Yeah.
And one message we got this week really hit hard. And a lot of you are going to relate to what this mom had to say. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings for Parental Confidential.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Are there any parents that are willing to admit that sometimes when you see other parents bragging about how well their kids are doing, you, without realizing it, you start comparing your kids to theirs. And next thing you know, you have spiraled into a depression.
Right.
It sounds like my parents growing up.
Yeah, it's really tough. They're like, you will never amount to the kid next door.
Why can't you be more like Steve Johnson's kid?
Yes.
He got a full scholarship. I don't know. I can't stop sniffing glue. Kind of like our friend Judy from Victor. She wrote us a message, and I got to tell you, it's probably relatable for a lot of parents. Because we ourselves compare, you know, ourselves to everyone, our peers.
Right.
You know, people that seem to be doing better than us. Why don't parents do it with their kids? And I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Desperate for help on this one. Notice myself comparing my life and my kids to the people around me. And one of my sister's friends posted this long emotional tribute about his son graduating or going to Harvard. He's graduating high school, double major. He's going for his master's. We're talking clubs, honors, all of the things. And it was wrapped up in this religious language like Harvard was the school God has prepared for my son. Listen, I know the parent is proud, but to me, it just felt like a celebration and less like a celebration and more like a flex. I'm in the trenches with my own teenage son. School struggles, low motivation, self-esteem stuff. Just graduated and has no idea, or about to graduate and has no idea what he wants to do with himself. Thinks he wants to go to MCC. I don't know. He doesn't know. Some days I'm just trying to get myself out the door without tears in my eyes. So when I see these perfect polished posts, I don't feel inspired. I feel defeated as a parent. My husband says it's just a proud parent moment. And that may be it, but it hit me hard like we're not part of the story where things work out. Has anyone else ever felt this way? How do you handle seeing stuff like that online? And how do you stop comparing your life and kids to everyone else?
Well, I think that's the biggest question of like, I mean, you can compare anything to anyone or anything till the cows come home. You compare yourself to another person. You compare your kids to other kids. You compare your parenting style to other parents. Like, I think it's just being confident in yourself and not letting that noise surrounding you really, I don't know, get in the way of your own self-worth and your mm-hmm. own believing in yourself. That's really what it is at the end of the day. And I know it's hard. It's not easy to do. And I think we all are built with some self-doubt, but that's something that people are always going to be around you. There's always going to be people that are just like you or you want to be like or you think are better than you or doing more than you. And it's none of those people's fault.
Social media doesn't help.
To be honest.
Right.
It's all on what you are taking in and how you are consuming that content, that message, that post, whatever it is.
Your kids are their own individuals. I'm sure it's easy to look at your kid once in a while and compare him to someone else's kid who's just, you know, becoming an astronaut.
Yeah.
But how do you keep yourself from doing that? Anyone else have been in this boat, kind of like our friend Judy here, 585-252-9800? Would love to hear your thoughts on this.
Rebecca's weighing in on the text line. She says, guys, I've felt this way time and time again. And what helps for me is the fact that I mute people that I feel these thoughts going through my head when I see their posts. It's no fault of their own, and I don't want to unfollow or cause bad blood, but I just mute them because I can't take it for my own mental capacity. Mm. Maddie here, mom of two girls. Comparison is the thief of joy. Take a social media break and remember it's just a highlight reel and it's not the full reality, period.
Never
That's
is.
That's the thing. And like these parents and especially grandparents, and I'm not trying to like age anyone or be ageist at all, but like they stay on Facebook, right? They love the Facebook. They love the posting of, look at my kid and look at my granddaughter and like all the pictures and the paragraphs. I just feel like every person over 50 that utilizes Facebook is just doing a Christmas card every day. It's an everyday Christmas card. It's an everyday update. Look at this. Look at them. Look at what's going on.
Not that there's anything wrong with being proud, you know, of your son or daughter or grandkids.
Right.
Jen says, oh, Lord, 99.99999% of the world is not like this. If we compare ourselves and our kids to the extreme achievers in the world, we'll all be down on ourselves all of the time. You're going to be fine. And so is your son. I know, like how many of us had the ambition to want to go to Harvard?
Yeah.
it's like... I was impressed that MCC accepted me.
We all were. Corcus here says, your race isn't someone else's. Don't judge your progress on others.
That's right.
And like, I also will say that if this is how you're living life, to be honest, like you start to get bitter and upset at these other people and it's genuinely not their problem.
That's
like,
true.
That's just you projecting. Like I found myself in that situation where I literally hated someone's guts. Truly hated them.
Because they were doing...
Couldn't want more of worse things for them. But that was just me internalizing.
Because they were doing well.
Correct. Because I'm like, that should be my opportunity.
Oh, interesting.
Why is that not happening for me? You know? So...
Chris says, not for nothing here, but we're so quick to label posts as bragging... just because we're not in the same place. I say good for that kid for making something of himself. Mm-hmm. I think this mom might be a little jealous.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been on both sides, you guys. My daughter just is going to graduate with honors. I posted about it, and not to flex, but because we've been through hell to get there, and there's nothing wrong with sharing that. No, I don't think there's anything wrong with sharing that. You just have to understand, and we've talked about this many times on the show, all the good news you share, not everybody's sitting there clapping for you.
Right.
Not everybody's going to be happy for you.
Mm-mm.
And Abby from Spencerport, this looks like a good text. She goes, I've had to train myself to not take it personally. Tell yourself that their win isn't my loss, but
right.
that takes practice. Be gentle with yourself when those feelings creep in. I remind myself that we are all parent different kids with different challenges. And just because our paths look messier doesn't mean we're doing it wrong.
Right.
You can't compare yourself to others. Well said.
For sure. Absolutely. And I think that's the biggest thing.
I think the best thing too, Judy, would be to limit yourself and start snoozing people on social media.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you do.
Muting, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do to protect your peace.
Set some boundaries. You know, when it comes to social media, that's mm-hmm. all you got to do.
Yeah.
But as long as you keep showing up for your kid, then.
That's all you can do.
Be okay. Thanks, guys, for the messages for parental this morning. We really appreciate it. And for your message, Judy, thanks for messaging in. We'll take a quick break. We'll do another one tomorrow morning on PXY.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.